And Goldie, and yet you do have this sort of sense of political paralysis. These shootings happen. Sure. It's an outrage on the media. We talk about it for a few days, and then we go back to doing nothing. If nothing was done after Sandy Hook, is there any hope whatsoever that the Congress will take up the remedies that John just mentioned?
I think it will take a turning of the House of Representatives, frankly. We've got gerrymandered congressmen and women sitting there in Congress who are not necessarily following the will of the people. 80% of people across this country agree that we ought to have background checks, that we ought to close the gun show loopholes, that we should not allow adjudicated mentally ill people to be able to buy weapons. We believe across this country, 90% of us don't believe that high-capacity magazines belong in the hands of civilians. And so why can't this Congress, this GOP-controlled Congress, make those kinds of policy decisions? It's because they're bought and paid for by the NRA, who don't represent everyday Americans. They represent the gun manufacturers, and their only job as gun manufacturers is to make sure there's a further proliferation of guns in this country.